tied up and dominated by your hot gangster girlfriends. This was written by My Name Made You Smiley. And seriously, whenever I do see that username, I do smile. I love that username. It used to actually be My Name Made You Smile, and then something happened to the account. And now it's My Name Made You Smiley. But I don't know if I ever changed that in my master audio list. So the first thing that caught my eye about this one is the gunplay tag. That is something that I love to do. And that tag is almost non-existent, I swear. So whenever I come across it, I get really happy. Although, to be honest, I have not searched for scripts on GWA in I don't know how long. So it's possible that there have been a lot more gunplay ones. I'm not totally sure. So I like gunplay when it's F sub or F dom or whatever. The gun can be pulled out on me, or I can be pulling it out on someone else. Doesn't matter, but I love gunplay. Me personally, I have never shot a gun. I've never held a gun. I've never done anything gun related, but it's fun in fantasy. And I love how aggressive this character is. And this one really was a good one for me. Someone had suggested it. And it's got, you know, all the things. Like, it could have been a nice, loving audio had it not been that this guy is really drawn to the darker side of this woman that he's with. And he's like, you know, it really turns me on. And I want to see that come out in bed, because I'm guessing they're usually really sweet in bed, and this could have been, you know, really nice, sweet audio. But she's like, oh, you like that? Okay, I'll be scary in bed. I'll pull a gun out on you. And I'm like, yes, this is gonna be fun. So I got to go all out with it. And you know, it's not even Yandere, and it's not even that. Like, she's not malicious at all. So I get to play this character who's a nice, sweet, loving girlfriend, but I also get to be aggressive and be crazy, pull a gun out on someone and have it be hot. So I'm like, yes, yes. This one was just perfect for me. But I think what makes it so unique is the fact that it is a loving couple. I don't think I've seen that before in other scripts where it is a loving couple and they're doing stuff like this. I really like the role play angle. I have done role play ones before. And yeah, that's fun to do within a script. It's like a fantasy within a fantasy. Also, I'm sorry about all the noises that you hear. It's really loud today. There are so many footsteps and things. Okay, so for the gun stuff, as I said, I know nothing about guns. And so I wanted to have these different gun sound effects. And I was so clueless. I was picturing, like, somehow opening the chamber of a gun. And, you know, like, there's the spinny thing. And then you put the bullets in. I don't know. I'm so clueless. I'm like, how do you open that? Do you open that? Is there something you have to do before you open that? So I consulted someone I know who is a cop, and I was like, I need help here. So he told me what I needed to do, and I was able to do the right sound effects. And I think I really made his day, and he probably laughed harder than he's ever laughed in his life, because I'm so clueless when it comes to guns. Oh, so the editing for this did take forever because of the gun stuff, and because the first 30 seconds of the audio, oh, that took so long. That took like an hour and a half to do. But I had this vision in my head while I was reading the script of exactly like how I was going to set the scene, because the scene was not set in the audio. It starts where she comes up behind him and she just starts kissing him. So I was like, okay, well, where is this happening? Well, obviously, you know, in their house or wherever, but I was just trying to think of nope, setting the scene. So I have her coming into the house and he's typing and listening to music. Yeah. So to do that, and I had my specific vision, as I said, because, okay, I'm like, at first I was thinking he was just typing, but if he was just typing, he would hear her come up behind him. So I'm like, okay, he's listening to headphones. Okay, but how do I show that he's listening to headphones? So I had to come up with all of that. And recently I had a commission, and in that commission, I had to learn how to do muffled noise. And so I'm so glad that I learned how to do that. One, because I've wanted to do that in so many audios and I could not figure out how. And in the program I use, it's actually really complicated to figure out. There's no way to figure it out. So it took me forever to figure out how to do that. And I'm glad I had already done that for that commission. So now I knew how to do that. So then when doing this, I just had everything muffled except for the music. And then as the listener's taking off the headphones, the music gets muffled instead of everything else. And then he just puts down the headphones and then you no longer hear the music. So I thought that made it really clear what was going on, because it's really hard to portray that, you know, the listener is using the computer and listening to headphones and then the headphones come off. It's, you know, and he didn't hear his girlfriend come in the door. That's really hard to portray. So luckily, I was able to do it through sound effects, and I really, really hope that I was successful with that, because I was pretty proud of myself because I was using new skills I had learned recently, and they're more advanced skills too. It's more than just finding sound effects now. Now I'm doing different things with sound, and I'm manipulating sound in different ways, and that's really cool. It's fun. So I had a lot of fun doing it. It just took four fucking ever to do. So I hope that hour and a half on the first 30 seconds was worth it for you. I just wanted people to get immersed in the audio really quickly. And then the gun stuff took forever too, because I was doing it on my own at first, trying to get the sounds I thought would be right. I'm like, a gun chamber opening, this and that. And then finally I was like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to go consult an expert. So I was totally off with everything. You put the clip in, it's probably what's called a magazine, I don't know. You put that in the gun and then you slide the rack, whatever that is. So I had that going on. And apparently that automatically cocks the gun because it pulls the hammer back. These are all new words to me. I don't know any of this. So then this was not in the script, but I wanted to dramatically cock the gun during the climax of sex in this. And so I asked about that. I'm like, okay, but if the gun was already cocked, can I cock it again? And he's like, yeah, just do it for dramatic effect. No one's going to be paying attention. It's fine. And since he knows so much about guns, he would not have even gotten unimmersed by that or whatever. He wouldn't have even paid attention, he said. So he said, just do it. It's fine. So I did it. And I tried to find the most dramatic gun cocking I could find, because it's actually not loud. Like, it's pretty quiet and it's dramatic in movies and stuff, but it's not actually dramatic because the sound effects are barely anything. And I'm like, really? Is it just that? So I found something dramatic and then I just messed with the sound to make it even more dramatic. Now, I used a lot of new sound effects in this one while picking up the gun too. And I don't remember what else, but yeah, I had to get a lot of new sound effects for this one. Oh, and so then I wanted to show that he's in a computer chair, and I'm like, how should I do that? So I have him rolling backward when he's gonna get up and go to the bed. And then before I did that, though, I was like, okay, she gets on his lap. And I did all the sound effects for this too. And so, like, I had the noise of her getting on his lap while he's in the chair, and then I have her kissing him while he's in the chair, and then the chair reclines back, like they lean back a little bit, so there was a noise for that too. And I have them kissing, and then I had her getting off of his lap and saying to go to the bed. But then I'm like, okay, but then there's not going to be a noise there to show that they were in a chair. And then people are going to be like, where were they? Weren't they already in a bed? So then that's why I had to get rid of all of that, scrap all those sound effects, and put in the new one, which I wanted to do originally, of the chair sliding backward. So, yes, I had it one way, and then I had to change it because it just was not clear enough. And this is what happens with sound effects a lot when I do that. And then I added more after I did the sound effects because I had the sex. And then afterwards, I'm like, no, I need bed springs too. So then I added the bed springs. And then I added a couple other bed noises. I'm like, no, there needs to be like a creak right there. And I need this right there to show that, you know, this person's moving. So that's why, you know, I have to listen to it like two or three times so I can catch everything and just keep adding stuff. Because I always catch more things. Whenever I listen to it again, I'm like, okay, I can add this here. Or I might say, no, I don't like that sound effect. I'm going to take that out and replace it with something else or just get rid of it altogether. And I got rid of a lot of sound effects in this one that I had in. I had another series of sound effects too. I don't remember what it was, but I was just like, nope, scrap it. So it's a long process. Editing takes forever. It's really fun though. The biggest changes that I always end up making whenever I listen to it again, I always play with volume a lot. Because volume is a big one. Because I don't want something to be too loud and I don't want it to be too quiet. And it's hard when there are all these different layered sounds and getting everything to be the exact volume I want it to be, especially if there's dialogue at the same time. That, I think, is the hardest thing about editing. Trying to get all of the volumes to be where they should be. And I know I had trouble with that when I first started editing last year. But that can be a challenge. And then usually once it's complete and I put it up, I still listen to it again or a couple more times. And I'm like, oh, I could have done that or I could have done this. Maybe this could have been quieter, but it's usually too late by then. Although there was a time when I did just re-edit it and then just put up the edited one. And I don't know if anyone knew that I did that, but yeah, I can't leave my stuff alone. Even when it's done, even when it's out there in the world, I'm still like, what could I change? Even though I can't really change anything, what would I still change? That always happens to me. And then I'm like, oh, I wish I could do it again. But anyway, I'm really happy about this one because I am happy about the new skills that I put to use. And I think the editing in this one is more sophisticated than in any other one that I put on GWA yet. So I'm really excited about that.